Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you, and I hope you're having a great day today. And of course, I got to ask you, how was church last night? My, another wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Enjoyed hearing the children's club sing for us to begin the service, and had a wonderful special by Emma Jean, one of our teen girls, did a fabulous job, and sang at the nursing home the past Sunday, and I wanted her to sing it for our church on Wednesday night. I come to the garden alone, and it's just did a wonderful job. Enjoying our study in 2 Peter, and continued through chapter 2 last night, and just a great time. Always enjoy the middle of the week service, and I hope that you enjoyed your service, that you were in your place. I know some have a Thursday evening service, and you'll be in your place tonight, but I hope God will meet with you and speak to your heart and give you just what you need right in the middle of the week. Now, we're looking forward to Sunday. That'll be I Love Missions Sunday, and we look forward to emphasis and keeping our heart where God's heart is, and that is getting the gospel into all the world. And so we'll look forward to a great Lord's Day on Sunday. We'll have some other more testimonies on Sunday. We're from the Spalding family in the morning and the Lindermans in the evening. And we look forward to a great Lord's Day on Sunday. We'll have a missionary with us Sunday evening, the Klug family, K-L-U-G, and they're going to New Zealand. And so we'll look forward to having them in our Sunday evening service. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, John chapter 14. John chapter 14, a familiar passage to maybe many of us, but it begins Jesus speaking, and he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." And Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we not know whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." What is taking place here is Jesus is going to be leaving soon. He knows his mission on earth will soon be complete. And so he wants to encourage his disciples. Now, they're very disappointed. They were expecting a kingdom. They were expecting him to set up the throne and to rule and to reign. They were expecting earthly reward. And all those dreams and hopes they had now are being disappointed. You ever been disappointed? You ever gotten some very disappointing news? Well, Jesus' words to his followers here would be words for us then. Let not your heart be troubled. What does he mean? When you don't understand, let not your heart be troubled. When a loved one dies unexpectedly, let not your heart be troubled. When a child leaves home in rebellion, let not your heart be troubled. When afflictions or trials come your way, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, others may wring their hands, but Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Others may turn to a bottle, but Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Others may turn to a needle, but God says, let not your heart be troubled. Others will turn to violence, but Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Others may lash out, but Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Now, in order for your heart not to be troubled, Jesus asks us to exercise faith. Faith is dependence upon God. You see, faith always has to have an object. Nobody just has faith. You have to have faith in something. And Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You must have faith. Well, faith in what? Well, first of all, faith in a person. He says, you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus says, though they'll beat me, I still want you to believe in me. Though they'll lie about me, I still want you to believe in me. Though they'll whip me with the cat of nine tails, I still want you to believe in me. And though they crucify me, I still want you to believe in me. And though they bury me, still believe in me. Don't give up on your faith in me. Because listen, the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Philippians tells us God's given him a name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, we may be persecuted, but I'm going to keep my faith in Jesus Christ. We may be afflicted, but I'm going to keep my faith in Jesus Christ. We may suffer some physical disease, but I'm going to keep my faith in Jesus Christ. Terrorists may attack. Illegal immigrants may come in, but my faith is in Jesus Christ. There may be corruption in government. There may be lying politicians. There will be in a volatile economy. There may be an uncertain future for our country. There'll be people fighting about personal problems and physical issues and relationships. Issues, but listen, I'm going to keep my faith in Jesus Christ. My faith is in a person. My faith is in the Lord Jesus. But secondly, he says, have faith in a place. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you. I have faith in heaven. In heaven, he's preparing a mansion for us. What a place. It's hard for us to fathom how marvelous and magnificent heaven must be. Gates of pearl, streets of pure gold, a crystal clear river of life that leads to the throne of God. I love the little chorus. How beautiful heaven must be, sweet home of the happy and free, a haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. That's a great, great truth. No sickness, no pain, no sorrow, no death, no hospitals, no funeral homes, no sirens, no doctor's offices, no pollution, no alcohol, no cigarettes, no drugs, no crime, no police, no violence, no war, no fighting, no cursing, no sin, no immorality, no television, no movies, no computers, no cell phones, no rock music, no country music, no rap music, no liberalism, no political correctness. Oh, my friend, but the Bible will be there. The people of God will be there. The songs of God will be there. Joy will be there. Happiness will be there. Contentment will be there. Satisfaction will be there. Loved ones will be there. But best of all, Jesus Christ will be there. Thank God for a place called heaven. Yeah, my grandmother's there. My grandfather's there. My dad's there. My mom is there. My brother is there. My father-in-law, my mother-in-law is there. Pastors that have influenced my life growing up and through college and in my early ministry, they're now there. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to heaven. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, my friend, I don't know how people make it who have no hope of heaven. If you don't have hope of heaven, I pray that first of all, your faith would be put in Jesus Christ. He's the Savior. That's why he came. The Bible says God commended his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, I beg you, trust the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin, to give you the gift of eternal life. Would you take Romans 5 and verse 8 and take the we and the us out of there and put your name in there? I would read it, that God commended his love toward Stan and that while Stan was yet a sinner, Christ died for Stan. And you put your name in there and you believe Christ died for you. So Jesus is saying, listen, let not your heart be troubled. I know I'm going to die. I know I'm going to be buried. I know I'm going to rise again. And then I'll ascend back to heaven and I won't be with you anymore. And he's trying to help these men. He says, so listen, exercise faith in me that I am the Christ. You believe in God, believe also in me. And then have faith in a place. I'm preparing a place for you. But then he said, have faith in a promise. What's the promise? Well, verse 3. I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I will come again. My friend, that's a certain promise. That's an absolute promise. That promise is sure. And that promise is closer to being fulfilled today than ever before. The Bible says he'll come in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye in 1 Corinthians 15. They say the twinkling of an eye is 1/1000th of a second. Did you know that light traveling from the furthest star at 186,000 miles per second takes 500 million years to reach Earth? That's what they say. But you know what? It'd only take Jesus 1/1000th of a second. You know, he could come today. There's nothing left to have to be fulfilled. There's nothing left for Jesus to come. And the rapture of the believer, the snatching away of the believer out of this world. The Bible says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the trump will sound, and the dead in Christ will be raised first. Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's the blessed hope of the believer. He could come today. Maybe today my Lord will come for me. Maybe today my Savior I shall see. Maybe today from sin I shall be free. Jesus will come and I will go home. It may be today. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. You see, all things are ready. There's nothing to be fulfilled for Jesus to keep his promise to come back for us, his church. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet him? Do you know Christ as your Savior? No, I didn't ask where you went to church. No, I didn't ask if you live a good life. I asked, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? The Bible says that we have to realize all of us have sinned in his sight. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's a price to pay for sin. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, my friend, if you'll call on Jesus and say, I know I'm a sinner. And I know I deserve hell for my sin. I deserve to be punished. But God, you loved me. And you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for my sins. And Lord, I ask you to forgive my sins. And I now trust Jesus as my Savior to give me that gift of eternal life and one day take me to heaven. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, my friend, that's all it takes. How hard is it to receive a gift? You see, it's easy on our part. All the work was on Jesus' part. And he did his part so we could receive it as a gift. He died for you. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled about eternity. Don't be troubled about where you go when you die. You can settle that by calling on Jesus and asking him to be your Savior. Let not your heart be troubled. But have faith in a person, Jesus Christ. Have faith in a place, heaven. And faith in a promise. He is coming again. Oh, there's coming a day when no heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky. No more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore. On that happy golden shore, what a day, glorious day that will be. Well, I don't know about you folks, but Thursday may be the day. And maybe he'll come on Thursday, February 16th. But I'm looking for him. And I hope you will be too. Well, I hope that's a blessing to you. And I hope that'll keep our eyes fixed on Christ today as we desire to live for him and to point others to him. Now, we have the Bridge to Recovery tonight from 6:30 to 8 o'clock right here at the church. It's our faith-based, Bible-based addictions program. And I hope if you'd like to get involved with something like that or you know someone who could benefit from that, come on out and join us. No need to register anything. Just show up and you'll enjoy that 6:30 to 8 o'clock. This evening. All right. Well, listen, I want you to have a wonderful Thursday, and I'll look forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with us. sunny smile.